This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Rosemary Ploren. Rosemary is the CEO of the Lovell Group. Lovell Group is sort of a brilliant strategy and PR and marketing group in healthcare, but much deeper than that, very close with some of the brightest minds in healthcare. Rosemary, can you take a moment to introduce yourself?
Yeah, you bet. Thanks so much. I'm delighted to be here. I'm Rosemary Ploren, CEO of Lovell Communications, and you're right. We do communications strategy exclusively in healthcare, and we have for 32 years. We're headquartered in Nashville, which is a great town for healthcare, as you know, and have the honor of working with systems and healthcare providers across the country, as well as companies that help support the system and the healthcare industry, you know, healthcare architects, revenue cycle managers, disease specialists, et cetera. So it's a unique perspective sort of in the inside of the industry, but it's what gets us up in the morning and keeps us interested.
And take a moment and talk to us about, you've got this very front seat view of what's happening. Talk about three of the trends you see your clients talking about, which are often major health systems or major companies in the healthcare ecosystem. What are three of the things that you're hearing from your customers and clients?
Sure, you bet. It's funny, Scott, if this was a normal year, which, you know, it's anything but a normal year, I would be having these conversations with healthcare leaders that would be on your panels in Chicago. For the last 3 years, I've done a CEO, CFO panel about the trends that they were anticipating for the coming year. And it's been really interesting these last couple of years. I think one of the first ones I did was during the last election. And it was literally, I know you remember, Scott, it was literally, we were there in Chicago for the election. And so talking about trends, you know, from one day to the next day, the answer was the same. And that was that change and uncertainty. And I think we have to accept that that is perennial but accelerated in 20 and 21. It is the pervasiveness of change is just, it's truly ubiquitous. So, you know, healthcare leaders have got to be more flexible and nimble and educated and timely and all of those things than ever before, which is tough. But I guess we don't get into this industry unless we've got a pretty strong stomach for change. So I put that at the top. I would also have to say that transparency is weighing on folks, right? You know, there doesn't seem to be any delay expected, although I should say I've been on vacation for a few days. So if I've missed something from the courts, let me know. But I assume we're still a go on January 1.
Yes, you're good. Yeah, fantastic.
Yep. So, you know, the transparency that is going to be expected, not just from the government, not just from our payers, but really from everyone, is just different. It's like transparency with an exponent on it, right? January 1 is basically here, right? We're almost to November. The White House doesn't seem like it has any interest in delaying, and I think we all understand that it's inevitable. But I'm not sure that we've all thought through exactly what that inevitability is going to bring, because it's not just, you know, pulling down your charge master and making the files machine readable. We've done that, and that got us started. But that's we're going to put fuel on that fire now. And so it's going to require massive analytics, and we're definitely seeing that from our clients. And, you know, those who have been more forward on the population health side have probably got a foot up in that effort. But it to understand what the transparency that's ahead is going to mean to your operations throughout your organization is really quite an effort for hospitals right now, on top of everything else that they've got going, right? So after January 1, we're all going to have to understand, your individual hospital team is going to now understand how their charges fit and compare within their competitive market and their region. I would guess that some hospital leaders, maybe many, are going to be surprised to find out that that some of their charges, again, maybe many of their charges, are out of sync with their peers in their market, you know, both for-profit and not-for-profit. So I think we know that CEOs and CFOs and leaders responsible for contracting and revenue cycle, that they're highly engaged around this issue, and they'll continue to be. But I'm not sure that other areas of the hospital, and I'm sort of talking to my home team, you know, the communications folks, the marketing folks, I'm not sure we've really considered what transparency is going to mean for, you know, an organization's many, many stakeholders. And so I've got to put communications in as a third trend. And I'm not just doing that because it's my comfort area. I really believe that the onus on healthcare organizations to communicate meaningfully with their stakeholders is going to be greater ahead than anywhere before. And we're absolutely hearing that from our clients, not just because of transparency, but that's a significant catalyst for sure.
But really, three big changes, and one of them are three big trends. One is the pace of change has accelerated crazily, and we've seen that with virtual health. We've also seen that with systems trying to figure out how to deal with COVID and how to keep their financial ships in the right direction. Two is this huge onus on transparency that really, with all the different things going on in the world and in the nation's healthcare system, many systems, I assume many of the smaller systems, just are not prepared for it all. And third is, around all of these issues, communications has become more and more important as to who you are, what you do, what your principles are, what you stand for, and what a system can deliver and how it delivers its services. So I think those are great thoughts on sort of the trends that we see out there. Talk for a moment, Rosemary. You're both a business leader yourself. You also advise business leaders. What is some of the advice that you would give to leaders or to emerging leaders? What would you tell an emerging leader? Here's a few pieces of advice for leadership.
So I'm going to come at this again from my comfort zone and my area of expertise, but I truly believe, in light of what we were just discussing and all of the pressures and stressors on hospital leaders today, that you've got to start inside. You've got to start with your team, engage your team. And that requires, you know, listening. But even more important, it requires asking for information and feedback. And that is hard. I mean, think about the better part of this year, hospital leaders have been juggling unbelievable and completely, I hate to use the word unprecedented, but unforeseen extremes in their time and in the requirements for conversations. Conversations around PPE shortages, around the fact that their teams are scared, right, for their health and their families sometimes. So you really have to be disciplined about the communication structure and ask for information and feedback. Many of the most successful organizations we've worked with across the country, and we've had the honor of working with some of the best brands in healthcare, those organizations actively and routinely seek and respond to the needs and concerns and ideas shared by their employees. And not just from the C-suite, but from everyone in the organization. So I would say that's a key priority. But I would also say, and I've shared this with several clients, and I hear positive feedback from them on it. And again, some of the strongest leaders out there are really living by this, and it's hard. But that's to keep politics out of healthcare. And that's not just between now and the election. That's going to be, it's going to be true well into next year. The providers and those of us who help support the industry, you know, we may not be able to control what's said in DC or on cable news or, you know, sprawled across our social feeds. But we've got to prevent it from getting onto the floors and into our clinics, just like we prevent any other contagion from you know, permeating our home or our organization. But the politicalization of healthcare, you know, it's causing people to make terrible decisions about their own health, not wearing masks, deferring care, you know, not asking for help when they need it. So we just have to ensure that hospitals, healthcare facilities, any access points to healthcare remain apolitical and safe areas that are focused exclusively on one, or I guess maybe two things. One, providing great care, and two, doing no harm. And I'm hearing that more and more from leaders as they just struggle to focus on their jobs with all of the other noise around us.
So you look at sort of three big trends you see, which is accelerating change, this increased transparency, and great need for communication. Then we talk about advice for leaders, and it really comes down to a couple of different things, and they're very important. One is constantly strengthen internal engagement. If you take care of the internal engagement, the internal teams, the internal discussions, far likelier to have that cascading into great leadership throughout the organization and great results. Second is, as much as humanly possible, taking politics out of healthcare, because whether you're a Republican or lean right, you have to realize 50% of the country leans left. If you're a Democrat and leans left, you have to realize at least 40-50% of the country leans right. And so whatever position you take is likely to offend somebody, and it just makes it much greater friction at work and delivering care and doing everything if politics becomes part of every discussion. That's really the case. It does.
And it just becomes alienating and divisive. And, you know, healthcare just unfortunately is right in the middle of it all, the political discussion now. And so it's hard to keep it out of the hospital or out of the practice. It's difficult because it's on everyone's mind, but it can't impact the discussion that people need to have with their providers, and it can't impact folks when they come into your facility or try to have conversations with your nurses. You know, it's hard to separate it. They're part and parcel together right now, but I firmly believe in, you know, pace of the leader, pace of the pack. Now is the time for healthcare leaders to stand up and say, hey, we're here to care for our community, period. The rest of it needs to stay outside.
We love that message. We think it's magnificent. Rosemary Porin, Lovell Communications, just magnificent. Always to visit with you. I want to thank you for joining the Becker's Healthcare Podcast today. Just a pleasure to visit with you.
I am delighted to be with you all. I look forward to being in person with you again in Chicago soon.
As do we. Thank you very much.